Well, hello, my little peeps. So, you might know the noise. I'm currently biking home to school. If I sound muffled, I'm sorry. I'm wearing my mask, even though, yes, I know, I'm outside more than I'm like, there's still people all near me, and there's a giant group of kids that aren't wearing a mask, and I'm not fully vaccinated, nor are they, even though if the mask mandate is up. Still, please wear your mask. I do not want anybody getting sick. Wear masks unless you're in the state. Unless you're in the states and you're fully vaccinated and you're more than 6 feet apart, then I'm perfectly fine with that. But if you are not vaccinated and you're still 6 feet away from people, I recommend wearing your mask. Just safety precaution, especially because in my family, we have a lot of diseases. Few communicable, or that are easily transmitted, like flu, or just regular diseases like diabetes, heart failure, kidneys, stuff like that. But still, please wear your mask. The mask is for you and others, and it's proven to help block out any germs. Please, we do not want domain bacteria entering your body. Thank you. This video was sponsored by my wallet. Anyways, so today I was biking home from school. I was biking to school, and I, of course, every morning I got up around 6:30-ish, 6 o'clock. Today I'd gotten up extra early because we had Star and I got up 8:30, so I was feeling good. I was feeling fresh. Go to the bathroom. I washed my face like usual. I'm good. So, anyways, I was going. I was good. And I get up, I eat like 2 bowls of oatmeal, chug a glass of water, and eat a banana. So, pretty healthy breakfast. And then I was like, I was running a little bit behind because I had a few problems that I ran to at home with some stuff that didn't fit in my bag or just little things. So, putting that aside, I was like, I'm not gonna let that stop me. And like, at this point, I just remembered, shoot, I have a Star test today. I'm not gonna freak out. Don't freak out. Don't freak out. But anyways, I calm myself down, and like, I start freaking out. And I'm just like, okay, anyways, I like try to calm myself down, nothing's helping, I leave it alone. I'm like, it's okay, it's fine, just gonna leave it alone. Okay, I'm by myself, so I'm gonna take off my mask so y'all can better hear me. Anyways, woo! Thanks a lot, Mike. Anyways, so I was like, okay, I'm not gonna let that bug me. I'm just gonna breathe. And so my water bottle had the glass water bottle that I carry with me in my backpack and the plastic water bottle that sits in my cup holder. So the plastic water bottle had fallen 2 times at this point, and I was like mid-road, I was on the sidewalk, and there's these cracks where the people who like mow their lawns super nicely, the HOA doesn't have to get on their butt about it. Anyways, so then I'm like, oh shoot, and I fall into that little crack. My bike wasn't moving at a fast enough pace to where I could just like yank it out or anything like that. So like, I was stuck, and I fell. And I was, at that point, I was like, oh, I started bawling. And then I just didn't go on. I'm good. Hold on, I'm about to come up with some more friends. Anyways, I was like, okay. But now, I tried doing one of my breathing exercises that I got with the group. Breathing, fine at that point. He's like, all of a sudden, a dog sticks its head out the window and decides to bark. And oh my god, at that point, it put me over the edge. Anyways, I'm coming up on some of my friends, so be prepared for some awkward conversation. Hey!
Why are you talking you sign language back there.
When?
Fucking ooh, yeah, 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 yeah. When? Back in the fucking crosswalk. You came back to the fucking crosswalk. The beginning.
I
you
meant fucking, for a
I talk in sign language.
I just talk with my hands.
That's sign language.
No, because it was an actual sign.
So you're just fucking.
I just move my hands whenever I talk. How the fuck? Worcestershire. How do y'all say it? I don't know. Anyways, so then a dog sticks its head out the freaking window. Move, please.
If you were a man, I would.
I'm doing a podcast! Wow. Anyways, so, and like, I felt like at that point, I was gonna blow. Like, at that point, I held it in for the crosswalk, and I just started bawling. Like, full blow, crying. I was really like, hey! Anyways, so I start full blown bawling. I get into school. I like hold in everything. Like I'm keeping my composure. I bawl out in front of my friends, of course. I'm like, I'm freaking out. We have to start in 20 minutes. And I got stuck with one of the worst teachers in, like, the best room. It was a video game everywhere. It was, like, Pokemon cards, Nintendo Switches, like, nothing that, of course, could help us. Like, oh, my God. It was a beautiful room. I got stuck with one of the worst teachers. She didn't read the instructions. And that's required. You're required to give out scratch paper and pencils. She threw the pencil, and it just barely missed my head. She threw it on my desk. Barely missed my head. And then whenever she was going over the instructions, I typically follow along for the directions. And, like, I'm freaking out because it's on a computer. And I never do it on a computer. I hate taking tests online. They just raise my anxiety even more. So my test anxiety was woohoo. And my normal anxiety was woohoo as well. And it was like, holy, please save me, Lord, at that point. So I'm like slowly crying, and like I can feel the tear just trickling down my face. And so I breathe, I like gain a tiny bit of composure, I breathe in. Okay, you can do this. I'm waiting for her to read the directions, because that's what you're supposed to do. You don't have to go over the tool stuff, you just have to go over directions. And so I was waiting for her to do that. She never did it, and it's flipping required for STAR. STAR, if you don't know, is State of Texas Academic Assessment of Readiness. Yeah, it's a mouthful. Anyways, it's like, she like doesn't even do it. She just tells us, go step ahead to the stop sign for it. And anyways, so I skip ahead there and doesn't read it at all. And at this point, I'm like, what in the name of blue skies in across America is happening? And so like, I start bawling. I have to take like 7 breaks throughout the test. I'm like, I swear. And at one point, we got one of the nicest teachers on campus. Her name was Miss Malloy. Oh my God, I love her. She's our band teacher. I don't have her as one of my teachers, but geez, oh my gosh, she was so nice. And like at one point in the Webster Dictionary Pocket Edition, of course it's not gonna have every word. It didn't have one of the most essential words that I needed. she didn't explain that we had a dictionary on our flipping computer that we could use. So I had to figure that out for myself because we weren't allowed to have any time to look over the tools. What a poop butt. Anyways, so I started taking my test. I'm like, for the first half of it, I'm still hysterically crying. I know. Sorry, my neighbors. Anyways, so I'm hysterically crying throughout this test. I finally get to lunch and I'm finally able to calm down. And I bring my little pet turtle. It's a little fake turtle that I got from a trip with my friend. It was my little pet. I named him Frank. And so I was like, my friend was playing with Frank, and I'm like, yeah, fine, whatever, I don't care, it's Frank. And so, I get over, and I'm like, this guy, he's my neighbor, I don't really like him at all, like, I just don't, like, I don't know how else to explain it. I just don't like him. He's like always like, oh no, where's my hug? And I'm just like, what? He's just like, then she's going in for a hug, so I have to push him away. Anyways, he doesn't do that. And so my friend is playing with it, and he's like, can I use it? And my friend just hands it over because she knows that I don't really care. So she hands it over, and I'm just like, yeah, whatever. So she hands it over. He's spinning it. I was about to say, don't let go of it. What does he do as soon as those words are about to come out of my mouth? He lets go of it and it breaks. And like, I'm like, my emotions whenever I'm like already like in my like a mood, like my emotions are all out of whack. And so I just burst out and I yell at him, like not like full-blown yell, like the entire cafeteria could hear me, but like yell to where two tables could hear me. And I was just like, my friend was able to put him back together, but not completely. So anyways, we fast forward and I'm yelling at them. And then the table, he moves away. Then this table literally comes up. And he goes and sits with them. And then they start talking about me behind my back. And they're being loud. And I'm just like, if you're going to talk about me behind my back, at least do it quietly. Because I lashed at them like a few times because I'd gotten mad at them for asking me dumb questions. Like, oh my God, you turned your back. Can you put it back together? Like, I don't know. And so fast forward, I finished the test, and then I fall asleep, and it took me like 3 hours to finish my test. So I go over there, I'm like, whew, I sleep for like 2.5 hours because we had some extra time because there was testers, and then there was like one person with extended time in our class, I think. Anyways, so like I'm fine, I'm sleeping, and then these people get moved and I didn't hear it. And then, this sub teacher for the breaks, she, like, came in, and, like, I was just sitting, I was sleeping at that time. And then I move down to the floor with my friend, and we start talking and chatting. And then we head off to our sixth period. Like, my teacher was like, if you want to be a lump and just play Crossy Roads on your computer or play games on your phone, I don't care. Y'all earned it. Y'all been sitting still for 4.5 hours. Y'all are good. I'm just like, yes. So I started playing BitLife with my friend, and oh my God, it was so much fun. And then I go to my seventh period. And for my seventh period, it's something called FPS, Future Problem Solvers. And as my final grade, I'm helping teachers and stuff. So I went over and I helped a class known as AA class. It's called Alternative Academics or Alternative Learning. They're the ones that might be autistic, might have learning disabilities, like not like dyslexia or anything like that, but like actual learning disabilities or learning disabilities. And so I go over there, I help them, and I meet new people, and it also gives me more experience for whenever I want to help my sister, because my sister, she isn't sped or anything, but she has a cognitive disability, so it helps to have experience with people. And also, if y'all guys have a story that y'all want to tell me, I will gladly do so. I will put my email in the description, so if you would like to email me your story or just tell me how bad of a day you had, just please feel free to contact me. I'm always available. Thank you. Bye.